China's pop culture, the phrase little fresh meat or 小鲜肉 has become a bit of a buzzword since 2015 when we saw the height of its popularity. It's been used to describe young and handsome men. The People's Liberation Army Daily slammed that several little fresh meats for their performance in a military-themed TV show. Apparently, the actors look nothing like soldiers, even in military uniforms.So guys, first of all, tell me more about this recent discussion about how little fresh meats can be a little bit inadequate in the eyes of people in the military.
Yeah. According to the article, the buzzword may not be used much longer as it has attracted quite a bit of controversy. In several recent military-themed TV shows, all theseThe shows have been criticized, especially when they are characterized as realistic portraits of military life. People say that the producers often present an inaccurate version of military life rather than describing real life in the army. Some argue that when profit becomes the only goal, art has lost its value, and soldiers are not born with military spirit. Instead, it is carved into them through fighting and battles. One cannot be a qualified soldier without responsibility and bravery. And in this regard, the article argues, all those little fresh meats will never be able to act like real soldiers, and the entertainment industry should stop encouraging them to do so, as they are not like it. They didn't really do a great job, and if you say it's a reality show, it's not the reality.
Yeah, I feel like little fresh meat, or meats for plural, being that term to describe maybe an actor in a war movie. I thought it would be something more related to prison, when someone comes in and they're like, ooh, look at that fresh meat. But no, we're seeing it here with these young guys playing war movie roles. And to tell you the truth, yeah, I think it's kind of weird. I don't get it because, you know, when I feel like war movies in the U.S., you have people, like, let's take one of the most famous war movies I think the U.S. has produced, Saving Private Ryan. Tom Hanks, he's older in that movie. He's kind of got a belly. And I think the movie actually tries to portray maybe how war is not fought by these just model-looking dudes like Brad Pitt, but also just your average Joe Schmoes. And it won awards, and that's how you do a good war movie. It shows the real ugliness of it. But to kind of put male models like Zoolander, like a war of Zoolanders, you know, it just seems kind of silly to me.
Yeah, it's interesting. And Ryan, I have a completely different kind of picture in my mind when I talk about 小鲜肉. Yeah, like you thought about prison. I thought about, I don't know, maybe candlelit dinners or a romantic place. And
with that little fresh meat of yours?
Well, I haven't found mine, but I can totally understand that some girls are, and actually quite a lot, I'd imagine, since it's become a buzzword and so many people sort of comfortably coin it to describe someone they think is very attractive, or even some actors are actually very pleased with the fact that others title them as 小鲜肉, and it's been become a bit of a draw or pull in to the box office, as that's what some directors have been claiming. But I do wonder if in 2016 now, this is no longer a new phenomenon. Are we still seeing that kind of appeal coming from the so-called little fresh meats?
You know, first thing I want to point out, actually, is in our research, we found out that many of these little fresh meats are aged between 12 and 25, which is...
Or a little bit older than that. We'll give him a few more months, maybe. It's very strict to be qualified.
But this is interesting because I do feel really out of the loop here. I think when... if you ask an American what they think an attractive man is, they think of maybe Ryan Gosling or Ryan Reynolds or Gerard Butler or...
Did you pick those examples because both guys start with...
Well, they're GQ men. No, Ryan Reynolds was recently, I think he won GQ Men of the Year, Sexiest Man of the Year. But dude, he is like in his 40s. Okay, all these guys, Daniel Craig, these guys are bordering their 40s, late 30s. This is not 12 to 25. I consider those little, almost little boys, you know. 12 is pretty much a little boy. So I do feel a little out of the loop. What do you guys think, though? Is there like this... is it a sexual draw to these little fresh meats, or is it something else going on? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really think the criteria here is that strict when it comes to the age, well, spectrum. Because more often, when people think of little fresh meat, what they really think of is a beautiful, clean-looking, and gentle young man. He doesn't really have to be young as an age, but he has to look like he has got a lot of energy in him, not a mature. Maybe not, they don't want a mature man. They just want them to look nice, and they clean up themselves. Mm-hmm. Because some manly man thinks the way to be a man is to look slobby, which I don't agree. But I'd like to think that because the term little fresh meat, we say it's not that new anymore, but it is a buzzword and it has been appeared recently. So before what we call those figures, we say 奶油小生 as cream boy, or we say 小白脸, little white face. These are all words that contains a negative image. They see those men as not manly enough. But nowadays, I feel like it's because women are becoming more and more economically independent. They are allowed to, well, they started to have this feeling to be able to express their real interest towards these kind of a different kind of men, which they also think it's nice to look at and they like them. They wanted to spend money on their movie. They wanted to buy things they stand for, the advertisement they make, then girls buy things. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing at all. It's like adding a different type of actors in this whole industry is perfectly okay.
Oh, actually, I think what you two have said has something that's struck an chord in my mind. I think, first of all, I'd like to respond to what Ryan said earlier about, are you saying that in the U.S. Mm-hmm. there is no phenomenon as such as 小鲜肉 or little fresh meat? And I would beg to defer. Look at all those guys from, okay, now I'm feeling a little old, from the Twilight series, from some of those movies.
But these aren't soldiers, right? We're talking about these guys being manly roles, fighting battles, these kind of things. You don't have Justin Bieber or... the guy from Twilight in a role like on the battlefield, like Saving Private Ryan.
That's interesting. We'll go into that theme a little bit later, okay. Because I think with the military themed shows, mm-hmm. reality shows, and TV series, how they have developed into its own independent genre in China is a bit of a different story, but we'll get to that in a second. So I think this attractive appeal that mm-hmm. people feel towards young, handsome men, and they have to be good-looking and young. Okay, both are very necessary categories that has to be met. That is universal.
Right, right. To answer your question, I mean, we do have something of a similar thing to Xiaoxianruo. I would say we would call these people pretty boys, but they're never seen as kind of manly. They're in fact, the fact that you put the word boy there would be the difference between a man and a boy, you know, basically saying he's a pretty boy. He's nice to look at, but I think still, you know, when it comes to being sexy and these kind of things, that's where maybe Americans prefer these manly dudes.
Oh, okay. Did you say sexual just now?
Sexy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Because actually, that is an interesting point here. And I think here for Chinese fans, I do wonder if there is that sexual appeal that much for people. Because I think here in China, quite interestingly in so many ways. And Ryan, I'd like to know what you think about this.
Absolutely.
If in the U.S. teenage girls would feel this. So maybe I'm asking the wrong person here. That often, like when these ladies, young and a bit more mature, they're consuming the products not necessarily because, oh, I'm so drawn to this man in that way, but it's more like, I want to protect him. He seems so perfect, handsome, and he seems really nice, and I really like him, and I see nobody like him around me. I just want to protect him. There is almost this maternal instinct in a way that I think is kind of different from U.S. or Western idols as to the Chinese or Eastern Asian ones.
Me. I have an example. Because when you describe that, the first thing pop in my head is the TFBoys. Because a lot of fans of them are claiming themselves as the ants kind of fans, that they wanted to protect these boys, they want to help them. And also when they are experiencing some big exams, people try to even help them make up some homemade, really good textbook to help them study. So that is the kind of maternity instinct you're talking about. So yes, I agree. There is such thing, well, in Chinese fans.
Yeah, I think, you know, attractiveness is not always being sexy. And so I guess now looking at this Xiaoxinru, I would say it's like being a pretty boy. And so people appreciate pretty things. They like to look at pretty things. I mean, I could give you countless examples. But, you know, then there's, I think, most older Americans. I think girls, like, in their really young youth are the ones screaming to Justin Bieber. But I think, you know, once American ladies, and obviously I don't know from experience here, but American ladies, I think, often are all about the older men when you get into your 20s and whatnot. A man that's manly, that's going to take care of you, that has a ripped physique, that's strong, that's these so many things. And those are the guys, I think, that always get casted for movies like 300. You know, with Gerard Butler with his six-pack abs, and he's like, this is Sparta, you know, these kind of things. It's very manly. But I do want to say that when it comes to these kind of war movies, I think war movies that are supposed to be taken seriously, I'm not saying 300 was supposed to be taken seriously at all, but let's say, you know, let's say Saving Private Ryan. Could you see those roles and it have won as many awards if we replaced it with people that were just attractive? No, probably not. Tom Cruise in that movie, everyone will agree, was
Tom
not...
Tom Hanks.
Thank you, Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
Tom Cruise is the attractive Tom. I'm not saying Tom Hanks isn't a good-looking guy. Tom, if you're listening, I think you're cool. But what I am saying is, God, give me, for these kind of roles, give me a good actor that can make me feel what it's like really on the battlefield. When you see that expression in Tom's face when he has to explain his job as being a school teacher before the war, and all of his soldiers look up to him because his guidance has saved their lives. You know, that kind of acting doesn't come from looks. It comes from, I don't even know where it comes from, something, some skill, how you were able to do it. So I think that's what should be seen in these kind of roles.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And also, even though I said it's a good thing to have that option there, to have that choice of having this little fresh meat in the showbiz industry, it won't be my choice. I prefer real serious actors myself. But I kind of feel like recently, maybe a little before, people, directors and
playwriters, they started to choose these little fresh meat leading in their show because they feel like a lot of fans will go see the movie. They believe if I choose one of them, it will create a lot more economic benefit for me. And that is the logic behind it. But now, what I want to say is more and more people started to fight it back. They say, we don't want only a pretty face on the screen. We want more. We need, like what you said, a man who know how to act. And also, we need them to be smart. Even though when they're not that pretty, I'm talking about Ma Dong here.
Ooh.
We say smart is the new sexy. We believe even though you look like that, if you can talk like that, it's perfectly okay. And that is a very interesting, I feel like, new trend nowadays.
Yeah, you know, often I think the movies, like let's say Tiny Times, the popular film series from author turned director Guo Jingming, that grossed 1.3 billion yuan. Obviously, it grossed a lot of money. People wanted to see it, but did it win any Academy Awards or the equivalent of what that is here in China? No. So I don't think also at the same time that, you know, being successful, if you consider how much money a movie has grossed,that movie being successful is actually, you got to define what successful is, because people do want to see these movies for some reason or another. I don't particularly see a movie because I'm like, oh, it's just a movie with so-and-so, and I think they're attractive, you know? But apparently, you know, and I think this does happen in the U.S. too. Like, if you made a JB on tour movie or something, tons of people would buy it. But what I'm saying here is,there's definitely quite a few people that don't necessarily need that Academy Award-winning acting, right?
Yeah, true. And I think that's the interesting thing that could be changing right now. That is when we talk about Little Fresh Meat. Oh, that is so last year. This year, it's about almost proving that、mm-hmm. they know that the formula of just employing these pretty face males...It doesn't work. Look at the box office performance of Chinese movies this year in general. What a slump. I'm probably, because I don't work in that industry, and I'm not afraid to say it. And I think the year of 2016 has been one crappy movie after another with one or two or a few of these...Let's call them empty male vases、Ooh. Type of actors being the male lead. And、although I don't think it's fair to critique them as the sole reason why these movies are not doing well, but just having a few popular guys that haven't really proven their worth in the industry in terms of acting abilities, I suppose...It certainly doesn't seem to be the top draw for people anymore. But one thing I like to defend these pretty boys in a way, and also to answer what Ryan asked, I think, or a point you raised earlier about them being called boys, is that I think I sense maybe a shred of feminism here. Because you can tell, usually it's...it started with the female using it.
And the word pretty is often, it's not handsome, it's pretty.
Yeah.
So you're definitely right.
Yeah, so she's in power. She's the one that is sort of making judgment here. And she's not afraid to say, yeah, I treat you like a piece of meat. And that part is the part that I think is very interesting and...it certainly got my attention when I first saw this. And having a good-looking person, man or woman, I think that is kind of that is definitely an extra plus. You don't get pretty-looking people everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's vanity. And I don't think, in my personal opinion, vanity is something that is good, that can be relied on, or, you know, you have it and then you don't. The thing is...Looks fade. People get older, and you can either learn how to act, basically learn how to swim, or you're going to sink in the pool you've put yourself in. So I would say to these pretty faces out there that are trying to act but not really trying, just relying on their looks, guys, one day your looks aren't going to be there. There's only so much money can buy you in the surgery biz. So keep in mind, you know, maybe it's in their best interest. If you're going to be an actor, be an actor. If you're going to be a model, be a model. But realize an actor isn't just a pretty face.
Exactly. And also to those, well, I believe there are some of these idols. They don't want to really be an actor, but they want to be an idol, as in they wanted to have a lot of fans and want to talk to fans and make fans buy their advertisement or whatever. if that's really what you want, it's okay. It's okay to do that. Just remember to get your cash before you're old and leave the business, and to make sure you're nice to your fans, you're being a good example. And that is perfectly okay. But I do believe most of the actors don't want that.
Yeah, I think Nu-Hung Lin actually gave these pretty boys a way out, too. If you want to be actors and milk the system now while people are still wanting to see you because you're pretty, just invest that money so that when you're old and not pretty, you're still rich, right?
Yeah, okay. Well, at least you've got yourself a comfortable amount of retirement money and you can invest using that. And
also, milk those looks, baby.
Yeah, and it's interesting that maybe what we're seeing here is sort of just like fashion. It comes in and out, sort of like a swinging pendulum that, you know, today it's about the 小鲜肉, tomorrow it's about the 老腊肉, and I really don't want the old preserved meat because...
You don't want that old preserved meat?
I'm okay with them. I mean,
you want the young meat.
Well, I think certainly if you're famous, you need to be famous for a reason.
Yeah.
And if at least you've got above average looks, I can kind of understand that. But if you've got acting skills and real talent on top of that... Ooh. Well, yes, I think that's what's going to guarantee you in the business for much longer. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Niu Honglin.